With me in the KRVS studios this afternoon is Maureen Brennan, who's the founder and executive director of Cité des Arts in downtown Lafayette, and also Monique Morton, who has just recently moved back to Louisiana after finishing some graduate work in California, is a writer, and is now making her acting debut in Lafayette in the play Conversations with My Wife, which was written by Jermaine Warner and opens at Cité February 21st. It's hard to realize we're in the second half of February already. We kept thinking we had so much time. Jermaine produced his first play at Cité last year, I believe, and
yes,
we had him here in our studios to talk about that. He's a professional in the oil industry, but his heart, his passion is writing.
It's really in the arts. He is an engineer, a mechanical engineer, so I don't know, that's why he's so creative. yes, he's very, very gifted as a writer.
And tell us just a bit about his first play to remind us what that was about.
The first play was called Promises, and it's about a family that has immigrated to the States. Jermaine is from Trinidad, and it's a Trini family in the United States, and making the adjustment to the culture and it was such a warm, wonderful play to do and to watch.
Well, this play is quite different. He's tackling a very serious, deep subject here.
Yes, he is.
Conversations with My Wife, and it's a wife who's passed on.
Yes, and the circumstances, which aren't spelled out in great detail. In fact, they're not spelled out much at all in the play, except that you know it was a violent death, and it involved some betrayal of him by his wife. And it's really, it's not as heavy as one would think from the topic you described. It's a story of hope. And we watch him, the main character, Colin, go from anger and devastation through the whole grief process and coming out in a very different place at the end.
Like, as I said, dark from the description, it talks about him being in a very dark place for a while. I guess the devastation that you're talking about. Now, Monique, what, you play three characters in this play?
No.
Maybe.
I'm playing a therapist, so I could be playing three characters, I guess, of a confidant and a person helping him through this journey. It's only three characters in the whole play. Me, the therapist, the lead character, which is the husband, Colin, and then his wife, Sherry.
Well, what attracted you to this play, to audition for it and be a part of this play? You're a writer yourself, so that must be, you're very attentive to the words and how they're put together.
Yeah, I really love the entertainment industry, whether it be theater, film, or television. I also do improv, so I'm really interested in all aspects of it. So I originally went to Cité to talk to Christy about my improv class, and me and her have gotten close, and she let me know that this play was happening and that auditions were going on. And so I went down and I read for the part for the wife as well as the therapist. And I don't know what Maureen saw. Apparently I fit the therapist very well. So I didn't know too much about the script. It was still very, I think, secretive at that moment. So when we finally got the script and I read it, I did connect to it because it was a great script. And because it's an original work, I think we went through a couple of rewrites and everything just to make sure that we got this story across in the best way possible. So it's very exciting. This will be my first lead role, I guess. Some of the other plays that I've done, I've only done like ensemble work. So I'm really excited for this one to be my first like lead.
Well, that's interesting that you say it. I think sometimes people don't think of plays as being in progress, even after they've started and auditions have happened.
Right.
But I guess it's like anything. You can have flat plans for a building, but once you start going three-dimensional, it changes a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And you would be quite attentive to how a story sounds. Your degree is actually in film and television writing, script writing.
Correct.
So story is very important.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your response to the story when you first read it? And what were some of the changes you all made?
Well, just reading the script the first time, you know, we're just really trying to see the story. And then the more and more times we read it and we realize, wow, this is really deep, you know. This is some real stuff, real issues. And because of the where the play is coming from, we have to remember that these are real people. And so it is, it's very interesting, you know, I'm not just playing a character, but I'm also playing a real person and just trying to find those words to help us with how we should act and make it as true as possible. But I know one of the scenes, I think Jermaine was really trying to make us speak very proper English, and so we had to, you know, change up some of the wordings a little bit to make it seem like how real people talk, you know.
Well, instead you of mentioned saying, he is from Trinidad, and uh-huh. they have a British influence there,
right.
don't they?
So,
right. Right, so instead of saying it is all the time, we had to say it's, you know, just so it'll sound more natural. So there was that was most of the changes mm-hmm. in the script.
The flow.
Right.
Yeah, the flow.
Right.
Well, there's an interesting description. You know, I guess I took my my immediate reaction to the story from the description that's here on the press release, and it talks about how his wife's call to him, the pull she has on him, is powerful and dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
What is that all about in the play?
Well, without giving the whole thing away.
Okay.
Well, he's having these conversations with his wife, who has died,
mm-hmm.
and looking for an easy and quick way out.
So many
of
us
pain.
Do. Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. it's just like, can't this go away? Can't I make it go
mm-hmm.
away? And she keeps sort of fishing and dragging him along toward a rather dangerous precipice. And
it's really just a tug of war between me and the wife, me, his therapist, and his now passed away wife, because I'm trying to pull him into acceptance and, you know, moving on with his life, and she's trying to pull him into her, and, you know, and he's really in the middle of it. He doesn't know what to do. So he loves his wife, but now she's dead, and it's like, does he stay in this deep depression and, you know, stay with her, or does he move on with his life and, you know, in a sense, get over it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's really about his struggle to move on.
What an interesting dynamic. Mm-hmm. And Jermaine is quite young. I mean, this
yes.
is a sophisticated, deep topic to be tackling.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think one of the interesting things is that he is allowed to be angry at his therapist in a way that I don't think he ever allowed himself to really be with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And you see that playing out. As a director, it's great fun.
Well, as a director and a therapist.
That's poor Monique has a therapist directing her as a therapist.
Right.
Well, what is your response to this play when you first read it in both of your roles, knowing you were going to direct it and as a therapist? Did it ring true?
It did. Mm-hmm. It did. I told him after I read it the first time, usually when I see roles for therapists, I just cringe
mm-hmm.
because they're certainly not anything that I would want to see
mm-hmm.
happening in a therapy room. And this one really did ring true. And Jermaine's a joy to work with because he's really open. And there were a couple things that, you know, I'd suggest. I said any therapist worth their salt is going to at least – challenge this or direct that or whatever. And he was so open. But there was only one scene that I really had Denny
Quabell.
Didn't
feel right. That would be enough.
And, he's right on. He's right on.
We're talking about the play Conversations with my Wife by Germaine Warner. And directing the play is Maureen Brennan from Cité des Arts. And Monique Morton is the therapist. Mm-hmm. So did you rely on Maureen to help you with what a therapist does? Or where did you draw upon that?
I asked her throughout our rehearsals, things here and there, because sometimes the wording tells me I should be acting a certain way, and then she's telling me, Monique, you're acting, do you mean to be combative with him right off? And I was like, no, not exactly. well, just soften it up a little bit. And then as the progression goes, because he's really, throughout this play, he's been coming to me for about 3 to 4 months, so we really get to know each other. On a level where at first, when the play first starts, maybe he's been coming to me for a couple of weeks and I'm still trying to get to know him. And then 3 months into it, and I'm like, okay, look, get yourself together. And I can be more.
So that relationship has deepened and changed in the course of the play.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So I had to kind of be a little softer with him at the beginning. And then towards the end, we get to go head to head a little bit more.
So. Well, and I would think that's a difficult role to play. I mean, you're fortunate in having your director being a therapist, because I think we all have caricatures in our mind of what a therapist is,
right.
What therapy might be, whether it's from Woody Allen or
I was thinking more like Dr. Phil. He can be very combative at times. Mm-hmm. And he's,
it is a television show.
Exactly. Well, that's all I know.
Having gone to the same school as Dr. Phil, for both undergraduate and graduate, that's Dr. Phil.
All right. That wasn't just an act.
Okay. That's Dr. Phil.
Well, we should have you back just to talk about that, Maureen. Same school. So, but you did have great direction from Maureen as a therapist. Has your understanding of therapy changed and grown over the play, actually acting as a therapist?
I think coming into it, I didn't have much of an understanding of what therapy is outside of what I see on TV, and, as you say, that can be very extreme because it is TV. And I think Maureen and Germaine both wanted to make this play seem very true to what therapy is. So we tried not to overdo it too much. So she did help me with directing as far as certain things I would say and how I would say it is more true to how a therapist really would do it in real life. So that did help a lot.
Well, who are the other actors in the play?
Colin is played by Jackie Robertson, and who's done numerous pieces at Cité over the years. And then his wife is played by Catherine Arsenault. And actually, both of them just came out of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So
very intense play.
From one intense play to the other. Right. Although their roles weren't the most intense in Cuckoo's Nest, or they probably would be going crazy by now. But I love working with a small cast. I don't usually have that opportunity, usually, because whether what I write or what I direct seems to be these large casts. But this is just really a joy to be able to concentrate on the nuance of some of these scenes.
Well, and just as we were speaking before we went on to the interview, what a joy it is, the work you do at Cité, in allowing writers like Germaine to show his work, to have it appear live in front of him. He's a first-time playwright with Promises, and then this is only his second play, and he gets to see it performed.
There is nothing I have ever done in theater that is more rewarding than see a new piece come to life for the first time on stage. It really isn't. And directing a new piece has been just as exciting for me as seeing one of my pieces come to life. It's birthing a new life.
Yes, I mean, you know, I've heard people talk about Cité as this amazing incubator of talent, both of actors, writers,
film.
Directors, film, all kinds of art forms that would not otherwise have a venue, have a place. That, and you said also there are many plays that have been sitting on shelves for a long time that now at Cité have an opportunity to be born.
People are taking them off the shelf and looking at them. I think part of that has been that when we first opened up, we opened up as a place where all the different artistic disciplines were invited in and they mixed. It wasn't like we had one night for this and one night for that. And when you look at, say, the marionettes, you know, here's Joanna Devine, who's working music and film, and she sits down and starts talking to Christy, who's been working in theater, and the magic explodes.
Multi-talented, so many platforms. You're right. If you walk into Cité, there's art exhibits, there's the theater, there's another small theater, there are dance classes, there are jam sessions. It is. It's this joyous, fertile place.
When I first settled on that location, everybody's reaction was, my gosh, you got 10,000. You'll never use that space. But almost any night but Sunday, you come in and every inch of that space is being used.
Sure is. It was hard at times for us just finding a rehearsal space.
A quiet space.
Right.
Well, people are artistically hungry in this area. I mean, we see it when we see so many artists come through here and in all genres, and they're so eager to have a place to show their work, to share it, to work with others. And there's a lot of collaboration that goes on, as you mentioned, with Christy and Joanna and musicians meeting writers and filmmakers. And dancers, and Cité really has that combustion going on.
And now we're getting more places. You know,
there's an overflow.
This area has been so well recognized for music, but the richness in literature and theater is just as deep. But there was never a place for it to be found, and. I remember when 810 opened, and same with ACA, and somebody said, oh, my gosh, are you okay? You sure you're not upset at there? I'm like, how much would we be known for music if there was one band and one place for music to have been
more,
heard?
More has created much more.
And it's just, you know, it's just blossomed. And it can't blossom if there's no place for it to go.
No, you can't wait for months
to
happen.
No, and no cross-pollination, you know?
That's right. Right. Yeah. We are talking about Cité des Arts and the new play that will open this coming Friday, the 21st. It will open at Cité. It will run this weekend and the following weekend.
Right. Friday and Saturday only.
So you should probably get your tickets now if it's only happening two nights a weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The tickets are already on sale and they are selling, so yes. Please call and make your reservation.
You can call or you can go online.
You can go online. The page is up for this show already. So,
and again, the play is Conversations with My Wife by Jermaine Warner, about a man who is going to a therapist to deal with his relationship with his wife who has died, and you're trying to help him with that. So it's the wife, Colin, and the therapist.
Correct.
Three people in this play. There's an intensity to that. Does the wife actually appear on stage?
Yes, she does.
She does. Yeah.
Okay.
But her and I never interact, so we're never in the same room.
It's not like The Sixth Sense where you see
him. Right. Right. It's not any of that.
Only in his heart. Yeah. So this is your first starring role in a play. How are you finding it? Are you enjoying it?
Yes, I love attention, so... I'm just kidding. But yeah, I think I really came out of my shell once I went to graduate school at California State University in Los Angeles. And I was able to get in some student productions there in small little things and on stage and as well as on film. And I think I really like this. So, you know, hey. And I also went to the Second City Hollywood and trained improvisation there. And being on the stage there definitely helped as well. So I really like being on stage. I do behind the scenes things as well, but it's a different rush, I think, from being in front of the stage and behind the scenes.
Do you find that that helps you in your own writing? Because you've trained as a script writer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I think even with this play, there is some repetition, which is great for the audience. Mm-hmm. But it's really tough on the actor because we may think we're in a different scene or like, wait a minute, did we say that line already? And so it is really tough, but it's great writing. And the repetition, I believe, is on purpose for a reason, mm-hmm. because, you know, he really needs to get, you know, these things in his head and, you know, stick to it. So, you know, that repetition is there for a reason, but it is kind of tough for us, which, you know, keeps us on our feet at least.
It's an interesting perspective. Right. What we as an audience need mm-hmm. and really enjoy may not feel the same way to the actors and the writer behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So does this inspire you perhaps to write theater? Scripts for theater?
Yeah, I actually, the program I was in, they trained us to write for television, film, and theater. Mm-hmm. So I lean more towards the TV and film side, but I fell in love with theater, and I am trying to write more for theater. So I'll definitely write something soon and hand it over to Maureen and say, let's find a spot on that calendar for my play.
Yes, and what we've been hearing, you need to get that out soon.
I know. I think they're booked every weekend for the next year.
We're always booked out a year in advance.
Pretty amazing. Well, on the other hand, that gives you time to write it.
Exactly.
And, maybe have some readings or something.
Exactly.
That's really an important step. Is to do one or two readings anyway, just mm-hmm. so you can hear the words, seeing them on what looks beautiful on paper doesn't always translate in conversation. So mm-hmm. those readings are an important part of the process.
Mm-hmm. And that's interesting. There are a number of organizations in town that are starting to do that, mm-hmm. to present readings of plays that the public can just hear and really get a sense of just the words rather than always seeing it, you know, completely produced.
Also, the audience can also give feedback to the writer when it's a mm-hmm. work in progress, and mm-hmm. they can say, mm-hmm. we didn't quite understand this, or mm-hmm. you know, maybe this could be presented sooner and it opens your eyes a little bit more.
Right.
Especially if you're writing true live pieces like this. It's like, you know it so well. Mm-hmm. You sometimes forget that some of the basic assumptions it's built on aren't available to the audience.
They're not making those connections.
And those are the types of things in a reading that you can get, as well as just the sound of mm-hmm. of the play.
But well, again, another thing that Cité offers, that opportunity, and so many people doing things. What an amazing time it is to be in theater in Lafayette. It's a great time to be in Lafayette.
No,
but
yeah.
Theater especially, it's so, you feel the energy in it. You feel people excited about it, writing for it, and mm-hmm. trying experimental things with theater. Mm-hmm. And a couple people telling me that, you know what, you can't find anything in New York like you can here, that there's so much going on here.
Well, and a lot of the writers that have been here, you know, have gone other places, and we're very excited because Chez Giselle, which is coming back in March, is actually going to be adapted as a musical to be produced in San Francisco next year. And so, you know, Lafayette Literature, Lafayette Theater is going the distance, as is the music.
Right. Well, hopefully we'll see some of your scripts, Monique,
and
whether on stage or on television. If you have just tuned in, my guests are Maureen Brennan, who is the founder and executive director of Cité des Arts, and she is directing this play by Germaine Warner, Conversations with My Wife. And Monique Morton plays the therapist in this play, which opens on Friday at Cité des Arts. Okay. Again, an intimate theater. Get your tickets now for this weekend, and I assume they're on sale for the following weekend.
Yes, they
as well.
Are. But we only have about 100 seats per night. So.
Okay, so buy your tickets. Well, bonne chance with it, and we look forward to many more productions at Cité. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judith.